go.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me you're lying, girl. I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cash chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Father Time, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we doing it, man. Networking and politicking on this lovely Wednesday. Y'all know how we get it going. Hey, you know what we're gonna do, man. First of all, first and foremost, what's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing all right tonight. How y'all tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
chilling,
Janine.
We chilling. We chilling. All right,
hey.
Well, check this out, y'all. Check this out. I don't know if any, I mean, I've announced it, so if anybody that's calling, we did have an interview scheduled for today, but because of circumstances beyond our control, the interview is not going to happen right now. Not to say that it won't happen somewhere in the near future, but as of tonight, the interview is not going to happen. With that being said, we said, fuck it. You know what? We're just going to change this to Wild Out Wednesday. So check this out. 646-727-1283 is the number. You know what I'm saying? If there's something y'all want to get off y'all chest, something y'all want to wild out about, something y'all want to have fun with, something y'all just want to talk about. Tonight, open forum, we just going to let everybody go. We're going to let everybody go. We're going to let everybody say what they want to say. Be respectful, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got a sense of yourself, but don't get on here calling motherfuckers bitches and motherfuckers and hoes and traps. Well, you know, then again, if that's what you really feel about them, then you got to know if you say it and some shit gets said about you. You got to know you started it. I'm going to just put it like that. Fuck it. We're wilding out tonight. With that being said, here we go. LaFonda, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. Working every day. Got a new job at Rush.
Okay, now you typed in earlier that you had some shit you had to say.
Yeah, I do. I think it needs to be addressed because I'm tired of people in general.
What man that did something to you now?
There was no man, literally. I'm finna say
oh,
this.
Oh, shit. What's going on?
This music was created for one reason and one reason only, to bring out artists in the Midwest. Well, guess what? The artists in the Midwest did not want to fuck with me. So you can't get mad that I don't want to feature you on my blog now. Because when you had an open forum for me to feature you on my blog, it wasn't good enough for you. Y'all want to bring my kids into the mix. When you bring my kids into the mix, you turn me into a bitch.
What, they were talking about your kids? Fucking with your kids?
Hell yeah. Comment on my kids. It should never get to that level. If you don't like me, you don't like me. Oh, fucking well. I will not censor my opinion. period. If your music sucks, it sucks. If it doesn't reach out to who you think it needs to reach out to, you need to find a better songwriter. I think you might want to become a better songwriter. It's not my fault.
So they got on the Vucci's trail.
They got on your jacket. No, they literally said shit about my kids that shouldn't have said. I don't care what nobody said. You have a beef against me, you have it against me, not my kids. My kids don't have anything to do with this. Like, why would you comment on any blog about my kids? On any blog that I've ever done about my kids. That's where we draw the line at.
Can I ask, what did it say?
It basically said, you a hoe, your kids dirty and dingy, never, ever that. My kids are never dirty or dingy, ever. Did I walk around dirty and dingy before my kids do? Like, they got a hoe for a mama. I said thank you to that one, because if I'm a hoe, I'm a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
Haters everywhere.
So, can we ask who was this person? I mean, is it secretive?
See, they never ever revealed themselves. It was somebody named Breezy, and I'm still trying to figure it out, because the person I thought it was Bianca Tate, and it might have been. Like, let's just put it out there. I thought it was Bianca Tate, because this always had something to say.
What's your blog website name anyway? What's the blog address and everything?
I stopped doing it for a minute, but it's goodcornermusic@blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped doing it because of that number one reason right there. And now that I'm starting it back up again, I got people coming at me all types of ways.
Well, see, you know what your problem is? We got you an invite to come on Sin City ever since the site been built. You chose not to come.
I know.
So, see? See? We done had your back. But now you're on.
That I work every day. So it's not nothing against y'all. Literally, I work every day. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's only where I take care of my family.
Man, it takes you 30 seconds to make that damn page. Go on somewhere with that bullshit now. Come on.
I never said I wasn't going to make the page, so.
You've been trying to make this page for 2 years. I'm just saying.
I guess I don't understand why they, you know, getting mad at you. You said because they don't, you know, you don't like their songs. You wasn't liking what
I went featuring them. Like, I had somebody come at me Sunday night at the Blue Room. She's like, well, you still ain't featuring me on your blog. And I'm looking at her like, oh, I don't even listen to your music, but okay. Like, I hate when artists think, like, just because you got certain features with certain people, that you're supposed to be popping. No, just because you can have a hot song, but you not be the hottest person on that song.
Okay, hold on, stop. Somebody got their TV or radio or something up. Can we get you turn it down a little bit? Thank you. Now, like I was saying, okay, LaFonda, you called out a name, Bianca Tate. Now, I just became Twitter friends with her. I mean, is there some animosity there between y'all?
Yeah, because I don't know who's her. Like, the way she came at me every time, like, I don't forget. I'm Leo. I hold on to grudges like a motherfucker.
Well, like, I mean, don't you think, would you stop hitting that damn button, girl? I understand that you're holding grudges, but now at the same time, don't you got to be adult about this? I mean, you do run a blog, holding a grudge ain't going to do nothing for your blog. Hey, wait a minute, can I finish talking? Stop. Now, hold on. Now, what we're not going to do is you talking over me. Now, I just gave you a chance to talk. Let me say what I got to say. Now.
Okay.
Okay, now, I mean, Did you give her a bad review? Because I'm like Janine. I'm trying to figure out why is they coming at you. Did you give someone a bad review, or did you just, I mean, you're not featuring nobody? Now, you just said you ain't been doing it for a while, so what? Are they under the assumption that you're still doing this and you just not featuring their music? Did you give them a bad review? Because, I mean, you called out old girl name real quick. Not to say, because I don't even know who she is. I just know me and her friends on Twitter. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying nothing good or bad or nothing about the situation because, like I said, I don't know her. But, I mean, you called her name out kind of quick.
I feel like if you go up under an alias, at least be woman enough to come to me and say, hey, I wrote this shit. That's what I feel like. I feel like you should have came to me as a woman. Like, literally, I never featured her on my blog because I never listened to her music. But when I put up my freshman class list, everybody had something to say. But when I first said, hey, I'm going to do this freshman class list, and it's not a normal freshman class list. It was not a normal freshman class list. It wasn't just 12 people. It was like 30 of the hottest I thought were hot. Not nobody else. This is my own opinion. That's why it's a blog. You're supposed to have your own opinion. So,
are you? Is somebody telling me your background?
Oh, shut
up! Shut up!
Okay, so my question is, if it's a blog, then everybody has a right to say what they want to say on your blog, right? Just like on Facebook.
Don't bring my kids. Don't bring my kids into it.
She just said don't talk about her kids, though.
Don't
right.
talk about
okay.
her kids.
Right. I can understand that one.
You can talk about
I can give you that
you
one.
I don't give a fuck about me because the shit y'all say don't hurt my feelings. Now, when you bring my kids into it, that's when it becomes something else.
I told you don't name that boy DaVucci.
Your shit, if I don't like your shit, I don't like your shit. Get that whack ass shit out of here.
That's fine.
I ain't playing shit. I ain't featuring shit. I don't even want to hear that shit.
Well, now, I mean, I understand
I
that, and that could. That could all be true, but, I mean, you saying that, I mean, because, no, my thing is this, and I don't want nobody to going back telling Bianca Tate that, okay, they was on Sin City dogging you out because I don't, like I said, I'm not saying that she did it. No, hold on. I'm not saying she did it. You are, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. Are you saying you believe it's her that's doing this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
If you want to clear the record, she's more than welcome to clear that record. Please do. Open your mouth and say
okay.
something because
that's what I'm saying. What if it ain't? If what if it ain't the person you say it is?
Okay, I will apologize to the first. I will be woman enough to actually apologize. And I will do it on air and do it to her face. Apologize, but I know for a fact it's her. Like everything is telling me. This chick created, after I created my blog, all of a sudden you want to say, I'm going to come out with a blog that's better than hers because I feel like she's not doing the job she's supposed to be doing. Well, you felt like you could create a blog, but evidently you didn't. Evidently you wasn't doing the same thing that I was doing.
Okay, where is she from?
She's from Jersey.
Look, I don't know the woman. I mean, I'm just saying.
I never knew. I didn't even know who she was, but she got mad. Like, the same way, it was a whole bunch of people that came down my neck for that one little post that I put up about my freshman class list. Literally, I put the list out there. I will never not put the list out there. I felt like these were the hardest artists to meet, and they were local. Not somebody who got signed to a deal, not somebody who owned tour. These are people who make music locally that I thought were hot, that I listen to, that I bump on a regular basis.
What about this, Bianca? If you listen, call in.
right. But now, hold up.
Y'all trying to kick off a war and shit.
No, I'm not trying to think of war. I got to extend
Hey, woman.
We understand you. We understand you now. We understand you. But, I mean, gotta go a little bit past that now. I want to extend a personal invite to I don't know if y'all ever heard of this guy, but he's got to be, like, one of the funniest dudes I done seen on motherfucking Facebook so far. Dude named Petty King Henderson. This dude is hilarious, man. I would love to just get him on the show. This dude. So anybody that knows Petty King, I mean, I sent you a message, dog. Man, the olive branch is out there for you, man. I would love to hear him just talk. He's the one that always say he got the aquarium or something. Take a picture in front of his aquarium or some shit. So I would love to see that.
I have a question.
So he's a comedian too.
Man, this dude is funny as hell. I mean, I don't think he's just like a comedian. He's just naturally funny, man. I mean, the shit he says. I mean, the questions he asks.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What is top 10 picks for the rappers? Yes.
Well, right now, who I'm bumping, I still bump Yo Sean. Every blue moon, I might go back and dip into School Face, like the first six reel. Like, that was my scene. Who else am I bumping right now? Mello, the Gutter Man. Julian, Kidding Me. Lil David, I'm bumping right now. He's from Gary, too, but I think he's playing Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait a minute, stop. I got to ask. You ain't having sex with none of these people no more, are you?
You a jackass. No, I'm not having sex with any of these people.
Well, I mean, I'm just... LaFonda, come on now.
Come on now.
Seriously.
I am nothing like the person that first came on Facebook, just to let you know. I didn't grow up a hell of a lot.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. I'm sorry, but we got a lot of noise in the background, and I think I found it. Okay. I didn't say it was you. I found it. All right. Go ahead, LaFonda.
But I am nothing like the person. When I first started calling Sin City, I'm going to be real honest. I was a hot burning mess. Hot burning. But right now, I'm good.
It was a lot of them.
Yes.
I'm just messing with you.
I didn't grow up a lot and had to, like, reevaluate myself a little bit. And that's what I did. Like, I'm...
Okay. And I'm glad you did. That's good, because Lord knows the Vucci don't need no brothers named Levi and Guess and
First of all, just to let you know, let me help you out with that one. There will never be another one after my son. None. Mm-hmm. Like, them two are clipped, burnt, and tied.
Okay. I'm just saying, I didn't know if Lil Rockaway was coming along or.
Oh, wow. I guess.
Oh, goodness.
She knew she should have named that boy DaVucci. I mean, them jeans was hot back then, but shit.
You do know his name is not spelled the same way it's pronounced, right?
Okay, I understand that, but, I mean, hey, it's the genes.
If you look in a French dictionary, it actually means strong warrior. So, I just knew he wasn't going to be no junior, so let's just be real on that one.
Okay, all right, y'all. All right, like I said, Ms. Bianca Tate, we're going to extend the olive branch to you also. If you want to get on here and clear your name and you had nothing to do with this, first of all, let's be first and foremost, let's be real clear. Sin City did not say it. LaFonda did.
You gotta say it correctly because LaFonda didn't say anything. I'm coming to you as Good Corner Music, not as LaFonda.
Oh well, Good Corner Music is saying it, not Sin City. So I just, you know. All right. Like I said, Wild Out Wednesday, anybody got anything they want to talk about, anything they want to get off their chest, please feel free to dial the number 646-727-1283. If you're listening, press 1 if you got something you want to say. Now, hold on before we do anything else. I'm going to bring my man back in. Dragon.
Don't be muting me, goddammit. You know I got kids around this damn house. Get out my chair.
Hey, man, you got to put two motherfucking kids in the room. Shit.
You heard me yesterday. I got kids around. Hold on 1 second.
Kids out of control over there.
Bye. You
okay.
Out. Bye.
We going to mute Dragon again. Dragon, you been muted.
He just said bye. He put him out. He put him out.
Okay, we can't be listening to Dragon.
Look, you move me one more time, I'm gonna come up there and find you. You mute me again, and it's key, and I'm dealing with kids. I'm gonna come find you. I'm not at the store getting no blacky mouth.
Oh, I got a question.
I'm dealing with kids.
I got a question, and it's about this. I mean, nobody not to judge me.
Okay,
I'm listening.
Okay, is it normal for a woman to come after she didn't have sex, maybe like a couple of hours after she didn't have sex?
Ladies.
Yeah, when it's that good shit, yeah.
I was just wondering, I'll be
sitting at work.
And have a
Have a little shake. Like, oh goodness.
Okay.
That was last night.
So I'm just curious because I thought something was wrong with my ass. I'm like, what the hell?
Wow.
Okay.
We all new things the older we get, honey.
Is my man Diamond still here?
Yeah, man. Go to that song right quick, man.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you're going to go straight to a song. Right. I mean, you know, they're like, hey, go to a song. Damn, okay, man. We got to. Oh, Lord. Hey, y'all. Hey, check this
out,
y'all. We got my man Yaya. We're going to play my man Yaya. He's straight out of Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Check this song out, y'all. It's called Candy Paint. We'll be right back.
Yeah. We out here, nigga. Nice day. Drippin' paint. Sun shining. Shit. Catch me in your city, nigga. Yeah. Bitch, we riding through your city deep. We in this candy paint. We in this candy paint. Don't fuck about what these haters think. Nah. We in this candy paint. Fuck. We in this candy paint. Fuck. We in this candy paint. I got the girls next to me. Yeah. We in this candy paint. Yeah. We in this candy paint. Yeah. We in this candy paint. Don't fuck about what these haters think. We in this candy paint. Fuck. We in this candy paint. Bitch, we in this candy paint.
Ball, black, fire, red, juicy, tangerine, raw, blue, purple, people eat the money, green, soft, burst, jolly, rancher, think of anything between, color of the rainbow, see that paint glow on the mean machine. In the way, see the shiny woman in a grill, ho. Choppers a swing, just one of the wheels will pay a couple months of your bills, ho. Rockin' the frame, the fun these niggas, cause I don't give a fuck how they feel, ho. Turn up the brain, tighten up cause he's so busy, don't lose to your pills, ho. Knockin', rattle your windows and get your attention to peep out the details. Also, I ride like a ball, everything cause I'm caution won't find this in retail. Next time I came, so you better believe everything I got, BGL. Regal, my nigga, this eagle, my nigga, for jackets, it's legal. Banging mine and limping, so make up your mind. If you wanna run with your big dog, better stack up your time. The whole squad don't shine, so we gotta
personalize the line. Pick a color that'll kill a motherfucker every time you see them.
Yeah.
The farms and old school come
down.
Bitch, we riding through your city deep. We in this candy paint. We in this candy paint. We in this candy paint.
Fuck about what these haters think.
Nah.
We in this candy paint. We in this candy paint. We in this candy paint.
Girls next to me.
Yeah.
We in this candy paint.
Yeah.
We in this candy paint.
Yeah.
We in this candy paint.
Give a fuck about what these haters think.
Nah.
We in this candy paint.
Yeah.
We in this candy paint.
Yeah.
We in this candy paint.
Balls, what I'm tipping,
candy paint, what I'm
dripping,
wood grain, what I'm gripping, and a fifth for him, what I'm sipping. Got the yellow trim on them white walls. Get the window down, like fuck all y'all. Blowing Cali good in your neighborhood. Call Caleb up and get the backwoods. Oh, I'm a Texas ass nigga.
Nigga.
Coast to coast, I'm that nigga. Shooting guns, smoke at these niggas. And I rap just clean the bus liver. Spit hard shit they can't deal with. Riding slow with my paint drip. Keep a bad bitch for a compliment. When I hit the corner, let the fifth flip. Out in Indiana, going ape shit. Waking up to that fake shit.
Yeah.
Call my niggas up, hit some bitches up, and then we hit the club and go ape
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
They pouring up that, yeah.
What?
Smoking dope by that pack.
What?
Spin the band just like that.
Like that.
Then I hit the block and bounce back. I'm a hustler, snow, they love that.
Watch
tank top,
snap back.
I'm an asshole and I know it.
Know it.
But these hoes love me, so fuck it.
Fuck
white candy, paint me a bucket.
What?
And I hit the block and say fuck it.
What?
And I'm swinging hard cause I'm southern.
What?
And that yeah, they know it, they love it.
Bitch, we riding through your city deep.
We in this candy paint.
We in this candy paint.
We in this candy paint.
Give a fuck about what these haters think.
Nah.
We in this candy paint.
Fuck.
We in this candy paint.
Fuck.
We in this candy paint.
Girls next to me.
Yeah.
We in this candy paint.
Yeah.
We in this candy paint.
Yeah.
We in this candy paint.
Give a
fuck about what these haters think.
We in this candy paint.
Fuck.
We in this candy paint.
Bitch,
we in this candy paint.
Shout out to my boy. I like that song.
Yeah, I was liking that myself.
Okay,
it
shout out to Yaya featuring Charlie Boy, Candy Paint. I like that, man. That sound like it'll go hard in the club, man. That sound like that would be one of them old club bangers.
Somebody gonna create a dance for that motherfucker. You know, they create a dance to every damn song now. They might have going to create a dance to it. Mark my words. There's going to be a dance called Candy Paint.
I was digging that, man. I was digging that.
I liked it too, man. I ain't going to lie.
It was something to bang for the summer.
Yeah, I liked it. Almost as good as Eminem. Almost. Not quite there yet, but almost.
Okay, here we go.
Damn right, here we go.
All right, man. You know what? Check this out. We were talking about something last night, and granted, let's just put this out there. We're not big on this Illuminati thing here on Sin City Radio, but my man brought up a point. He brought up some points, and he wanted me to think about it. And I'm sorry, man. I still come up with the same ideas. I still come up with the same thing that I thought.
How, man? How?
I mean,
okay. I know where you stand at. I know where you stand at about the Illuminati. LaFonda, let me ask you a question. LaFonda?
I'm still here.
Do you believe that there's a such thing as Illuminati?
No.
Oh, Lord, he going back to that?
I personally believe that people get good luck and bad luck. It ain't. Some people hit it and some people don't. I don't think it's Illuminati. Because if it was Illuminati, it'd be a whole bunch of people selling their souls to
death. You don't think it ain't?
And it is.
It is, a whole bunch.
Hold
Thank
on,
you,
wait
butter.
A minute. Wait a minute, hold up. Okay. Yesterday, y'all used Tupac, Cat Williams.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. And, I mean, okay, let's see. Whitney Houston was a known. Hold on, let me finish. Whitney Houston was a known drug addict. No disrespect to her, but, I mean, she was a known drug addict. Michael Jackson, I mean, come on, man. You had to be on something to get all that fucking reconstructive surgery done to you. You didn't got reconstructive surgery to the point where your fucking nose fell off. Okay. Tupac.
Hold on, man.
Now.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you at Mike. We're gonna break Michael Jackson down, all right?
Let me finish my point, man. Let me finish my point. Give a damn, man. He gone. Now it don't matter. Him and his nose is gone.
Bogey.
Now.
Bogey.
Tupac. Okay, hold on now. Hold on. Let me finish, man. Tupac. Love him to death. I think he probably would have been one of the greatest of all time. Let's just call a spade a spade. You in a club or wherever you at, MGM Grand, you stomp a motherfucker out in the motherfucker place and he see you driving down the street. What you think he going to do? He going to shoot at you. That shit happens to motherfuckers every day. So, I mean, the way y'all keep talking about these Illuminati, I mean, these people that y'all bringing up, these motherfuckers had issues. Cat Williams, that motherfucker doing more drugs than a law lab.
Allegedly. We don't know if that's true or not.
Okay, allegedly. But, okay, this motherfucker punched a 17-year-old kid in the face. And you see these motherfuckers got camcorders? There's no motherfucker. The Illuminati did not make him punch that kid.
All right, let's go back to Michael Jackson. Let's go back to Michael Jackson. I'm going to break Michael Jackson down, okay? I did my research on this. I'm going to break this down for you. All right. When you talk bad about the Illuminati, what do? They destroy you, right? They destroy your career. They start off slow, okay? The first thing they want to do is they want to turn all your fans against you. So what do? Oh, he's a child molester.
Wait a minute.
Turning the public against you. Well, let me make my point. I'll let you make your point.
No.
Let me make my point.
Okay.
They turn the public against you. Then what do? They go after your money. All these legal cases he got, taking all his money. Think about it. That's how they destroy you. They turn the public against you, and then they take all your money.
But he wasn't broke.
Secret society. He not doing what he was supposed to do. So
he wasn't broke.
They killed him.
Oh yes, he was.
Illuminati
okay,
didn't
hold
make
on,
him
y'all.
Sleep in no beds with no kids. The Illuminati
exactly.
did not make him do that.
First
no,
of all,
you're missing my point.
Hold on.
It
hold
wasn't
on, man.
True.
You said, no.
You
it wasn't true.
They put
that
out there to destroy
on.
His credibility and just turn
on,
the public
man.
Against him.
Hold on.
Go
Can
ahead.
I say something, man? Can
Go
I
ahead.
Say something? That man got on national TV and said, there's nothing better than sharing your bed with a child.
Exactly.
Why the fuck would you get on national TV and say some shit like that?
Does not mean he was just that
okay.
does not mean not, he was molesting kids, man.
Okay. Would you put yourself
hold on,
we all can't speak at once now. Hold on now. What was you saying? What was you about to say, LaFonda? Because you're not gonna let nobody else speak.
Okay.
I see that now.
Because I don't understand him. Like, how you figure that the Illuminati made him say that? Like, say for instance, somebody, a grown ass man said that about your child. What would you say?
No, I didn't say the Illuminati made him say that.
But
I'm saying just because, okay, if you say, okay, he came out on TV and said there ain't nothing wrong with sleeping in the bed with a kid. That doesn't necessarily mean you molesting that kid. That's
okay.
Two totally different
things. Would you let your kid spend the night with him?
Hey, for $1 million, we got to seriously consider it.
Oh, so in other words, what you're saying
goodness.
Is that you was so you ain't it don't even take a Illuminati for you. You just a money hungry motherfucker.
A kid for $1 million.
I wouldn't do it for $1 million. Two maybe, but I'm just saying, my point is they destroyed the man's credibility.
That man,
they turned all his fans against him. And then they start going after his money.
No.
I mean, come on. He sold his Sony catalog sold for what? What was it, $250 million? That thing was worth over $1 billion.
Okay.
He did.
That's just like when certain people wanted to get out of this Scientology, their lives were ruined. It's different levels of the high society, secret society, and when you fuck up, they take you down, period. Bill Cosby, they take him down.
So, in other words,
well, I didn't
none of
think
these
that
drugs...
they were in that. I didn't think they were in it. I thought they were against it. That's why the Illuminati or whoever was going against them. These are people.
They spoke out
Tupac
against
was
it.
Talking about.
There are people that are against it, and there are people that are in it, and then when they decide they don't want to be in it no more, like Whitney Houston, she was in it and then decided she didn't want to be in it no more, and then they took her down.
Get the fuck out of here.
They
all
said
he was talking down on Illuminati.
He was. That's why he did.
So nobody,
he was never there. That's why everything went bad.
Hold on. So, in other words, what y'all telling me, him stomping the shit out of Orlando Anderson didn't play no part of him getting killed that night.
That wasn't nothing but a setup, dog. That was a setup.
Oh,
he was already
was
marked for death.
He had already told everybody.
You know what?
He had already explained
it. You goddamn right you marked for death. If you done sat there and stomped me through the motherfucking ground, yes, you are marked for death whenever I see your black ass. Yes, you are.
Think about it, dog. So, dog, think about this. Somebody brought that to him. He didn't come down. He didn't get out the elevator and say, oh, they go learn the ground. I'm going to go over and whoop his ass. Somebody brought that to him. Somebody said, hey, dude's over there. Let's go get him. He didn't just come out the elevator and say, I'm going to whoop this motherfucker ass. He was told about it. And when he got there, It was already started. He just joined in.
Okay.
I mean,
now,
everything that's going wrong with them people is something that is life.
Okay.
You know, drug addicts.
Hold on. A conscious effort. Okay. That's just like if you did something. If you did something and let's just say I did something. Wait a minute. Hold on before I finish my statement. Who we got here? Drew, what's up?
What up, name?
Drew, if you get on this motherfucker, start talking about you want some chicken or you finna play some cards.
Hold up, wait a minute. When I got in the show, nobody said, hey, Candy, how you doing?
I mean, I didn't even know you was on there until you started speaking, baby.
That's what I didn't know. Left me out. Nope. Fuck the white girl, right?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Stop.
We need some order to this chaos here. Hold on. Nah.
I think the Illuminati made y'all do it.
You know what? I had to laugh at that one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do not feel loved anymore.
I love you, baby.
Okay.
Always know that.
But, hey, let it go. Why do y'all two go into these, like, if y'all not going to have a sexual escapade on this show, y'all gotta calm down.
Oh, we'll take it.
Well, now, in that case,
okay.
Keep going.
All right. But still, nobody said, hey, Candy, how you doing? Nice to hear from you. Or how's it going today? Nobody. Okay.
I didn't even know you was on, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Nobody
okay,
knew.
You, wait a minute. You just. Hey. You just said that once. We heard you. Trust me. We heard you. Trust and believe. We heard you.
Mhm.
All right, Big Mike. What's happening, dog?
What's up?
All right, man. This is Wild Out Wednesday, man. What you got for me?
No, I was just listening.
You know, he can't tell you nothing
about this whole subject, whatever. I, in my opinion, I don't believe in it.
You don't?
Nah.
Okay.
And why is that?
I mean, for example, y'all talking about the superstars, you know what I mean, claiming this Illuminati stuff. I mean, for example, Rick Ross, you know, he's talking about he was Illuminati in his CDs and that, boo, this, boo, that. But guess what? This fool ended up getting shot at. He almost got killed for playing around with it. I don't believe in that.
No, I wouldn't either.
That was a
sign.
My thing is this here. On his songs, he's talking about he's a Crip, he's a Blood. You know what I'm saying? He ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? You don't joke around like that. You know what I'm saying? But on one of his CDs, he was talking about, yeah, I'm a Illuminati, this and that, woo, this, woo, that. But at the end, you know what I'm saying, the real gangsters approached him. You know what I'm saying? You know, playing with stuff like that, you asking for trouble. Good time.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Okay, so I got a question. And what is that?
Do y'all believe that Suge Knight has something to do with him getting killed because he's finna leave the label?
Yes, now that I do.
And I'm gonna say this. God damn it, I've been on hold for about 30 minutes trying to get back on the fucking show in the queue, and ain't nobody even fuck with me. Like, y'all, that's how we going tonight? I wasn't even around the kids.
Well,
I'm outside in the rain trying to talk to y'all, and y'all put me on hold for 30 minutes. Okay.
Feelings is hurt.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Right
they
now.
Didn't even tell nobody I was on the phone. So I mean, I guess
damn, babe, that's
done.
How they do you.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
yeah.
how they do me, boy.
They always talking shit. He don't get
right.
on unless she on, and I didn't call
uh-huh.
her. She wasn't even on the damn show. They forgot about that though. But
see?
Anyway,
uh-huh.
what y'all think about that? Do y'all think that Suge Knight, because, okay, this car got shot up, right? And Tupac caught all the bullets, and all Suge Knight got was a graze to the head. That sounds like some setup shit to me.
Ain't it, though?
That just sounds
like
what? Tupac had some bad fucking luck.
That's what I believe.
I mean, that too, but I don't. You seen the car. And this wasn't
yep.
a 9, a 45. This was what they say, the AK.
If y'all believe that's bad luck, man, something really wrong, bro. That wasn't no bad luck. That was all a setup.
Thank
you.
You
know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
bullets go
he
through
wanted
it,
to be.
How's it? How's you going to get grazed in the head?
Minute, hold on, Butter, hold on now. Wait a minute. Drew, who set him up?
Suge Knight. Man, come on, man. Suge Knight had that motherfucker killed.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something about that. I used to think the same thing. But if you really look at it and really think about it, why would Suge Knight do it? He put himself in harm's way. Them bullets ain't got no eyes. They just dunk
okay,
inside
okay,
the car.
Think about it. If you turn the car, if he ain't in exactly in gunfire, yeah, you're right. Bullets don't have no eyes and they go through motherfuckers, but if a body taking most
Hello?
Of the bullets.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, we hear you. Hold on for a second, Drew. Let him finish his point. Go ahead, Dre.
If bullets, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah, y'all talking about the bullets ain't got
well,
eyes on that. That's true. But if he kept most of the bullets, You know what I'm saying? Suge should have got some too. If a motherfucker, if, you know what I'm saying? Think about it. Like, I'd have been shot at by motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been with I'd have heard about motherfuckers in the same car, and a bullet go through one motherfucker and hit the next motherfucker. So, is it you only get a grazed wound out the whole thing? You know what I'm saying? You didn't get shot in the leg. You didn't get shot in the arm.
Okay. Hold on. Let me ask you this. Let me ask for everybody that's saying that Suge set it up. All I want to do is ask y'all this one question. Dragon, I guess I'm pertaining to you.
Okay.
Would you put your? I mean, let's just say. I mean, fuck it. I gotta get rid of him. Would you actually sit in the car and trust that a motherfucker have a good enough aim to actually shoot you?
Yeah, because I didn't hire a professional motherfucker. I'd hire a hitman. This nigga's trained for this shit.
You hired a hitman. I'm sorry. Like, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go, period. He got lucky and he didn't get hit. That's it. He didn't get no real hit.
I ain't buying that shit. I hear what you said.
Hold on.
I ain't buying that shit.
Drew.
Everybody.
Hold on, Drew. Wait a minute. Hold on, Dragon. Drew.
Yeah.
What you at?
I'm here.
All right, now, you said that Suge did it. Now, I'm going to ask you the same question. I just seen that we lost contact.
Yeah, my phone was up on it.
I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked Dragon.
Yeah.
Put yourself in Suge Knight's position. Now, let's just say you did set this man up. Would you actually trust a motherfucker to be that much of a marksman not to hit you?
Yeah, I would.
You know,
the reason why I know why, reason why I say that, Suge Knight ruled his whole organization. He had every motherfucking body scared of him. So if a motherfucker crossed him, man, that was his motherfucking ass. So hell yeah, he gonna hit exactly where the motherfucking bullets went to was Tupac. Then none of them motherfuckers touched Suge Knight. That wasn't no motherfucker talking about everybody, you know, you don't know your time to go. That's true. We don't know when we gonna go. But if you hire somebody to kill a certain person, you know you ain't gonna die that night because that motherfucker's shooting for that one person.
And think about it. It's been a lot of motherfuckers out here that's been with a motherfucker that set up some shit. And, like, okay, for a motherfucker robbing, there's two motherfuckers in here, and your boy, the dude in here with me, is on the robbery with this nigga. So to make that shit legit, he going to pop his boy. He trusts his boy. His boy might, his arm might jerk, shoot him in the heart, but he trusts him hard enough for him to let him shoot him for this robbery.
Yeah, but you're talking about Suge Knight.
Like
that motherfucker ain't rap tight anyway.
I'm going to tell you this. You got to be real with passion if you think I'm going to sit in the car and let you shoot this car up. And
you're
me
not
sit sure there
Knight.
And wait on that motherfucker to
you
die. You got to be crazy.
You wasn't going through the shit Suge Knight. Death Row was going under. Everybody left. Everybody that made him money. Snoop, Dre, everybody gone. Tupac was the last motherfucker.
They figured out what it was about. Just like he killed EZ. He had something to do with EZ getting killed. Suge Knight just a ruthless motherfucker, man.
He ain't rap type.
Okay,
you know
I got another question for y'all.
What's up?
You not what? You not gonna what? You not gonna finish what you gonna say. You not gonna what?
I mean, I'm not gonna sit in no car. That's just it. I'm not gonna sit in the car when somebody's shooting it up.
Hey,
I'm just not gonna do that.
You got brains. Suge Knight ain't got no damn brains. But the other question I got for y'all now I heard, y'all. I know y'all had to hear about the situation with the Laker player that sat there and recorded. Recorded dude talking about. Yeah. Now, you know, everybody in the NBA is shunning dude right now. Like, the Lakers did not let him play last night. You know what I'm saying? They said, like, when they was at breakfast in the morning, did nobody sit with him. He tried to sit by somebody. It got up and moved. You know what I'm saying? Now, the question I got, they say it's an unwritten rule, you know what I'm saying, which is true, you know what I'm saying, but do you think they should do him the way they doing him, and do you think
Hell
his career
yeah.
over?
Hell yeah.
Do you
know what?
Do you think his career
I don't
over?
Know if it, don't know if it's as far as a Laker.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
What did he do?
If you got to look at he him and his other dude. Y'all know who Iggy Azalea is?
Nick mm-hmm. Nick Young. That's who the guy is.
Yeah, you say that again, Drew?
Yeah, Nick Young. That's her girl. That's his boyfriend. Her boyfriend, Nick Young.
Swaggy.
Right, dude.
Nick Young.
Dude, and I can't think of the other dude's name. They was in the locker room.
D'Angelo Russell.
Dude.
D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell. They was sitting there talking. He was video recording him asking him about females he done slept with while he was with old girl. You know what I'm saying? Dude did not know he was getting recorded until D'Angelo Russell was like, thank you for saying that to my camera, and cut the camera off. He posted it on Snapchat, and motherfuckers leaked it out.
Mm-hmm.
So when they leaked it out, you know what I'm saying, that made everybody in the Lakers. But you got, but I see it like this, his career over, because ain't no other team going to trust him on their team doing shit like that.
I don't think his career is over.
As far as the Lakers,
I think his Laker career is over. But the dude can ball. Somebody gonna pick him up. Trust that. He can play.
He gonna play.
Yeah, they might pick him up, but they might pick him up, but he's not gonna be part of the brotherhood no more.
Well, no, that's over.
Yeah,
that part is over. But he gonna be on somebody. He's done as a Laker. But he going to be on somebody else's squad. You best believe he going to be playing for somebody next year. He ain't going to be sitting at the crib.
Well, Hold on, everybody. I just want to say this, and my thing is, Kobe did the shit, too. Kobe did do Shaq in. So,
I mean, what did he do to Shaq?
He snitched on him.
When Kobe got caught up, Kobe was like, well, didn't nobody say shit about when Shaq was doing this and that and other.
Okay, but that's kind of, like, different than what he did. Like, okay, they went tit for tat, you know what I'm saying? You know, Shaq and Kobe never really got along no way. So they went tit for tat, you know what I'm saying? But dude did shit under the cover sneakily. You know what I'm saying? Didn't even let dude know he was getting recorded. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but me personally, I think what he did, and I mean, it was some fucked up shit. Now, hold on. Let me ask the ladies. Let me ask the ladies. Janine, where you at?
I'm here.
Okay. Now, you get your, you get a phone call. Your girl calls you and say, well, turn on TMZ. Turn
mm-hmm.
on the TMZ and
turn the light out.
You find out your dude is on here talking about all these women he slept with while he's with you.
Okay.
What is your first thought about it?
What's my first thought about it?
Right. I mean, what are you thinking? Like, okay, you know, the world knows that.
These are words coming out of his mouth, so he can't say he did what he didn't do. So we done. I mean, of course we gonna be over. If he can't deny it and say he didn't say it, these are words coming out of his mouth, regardless of how it came out. I mean, I'm going to be done with it.
But now, okay, how are you looking at the guy that did it? I mean, are you looking at him like, well, thank you, or, you know, because now Iggy Azalea, she was like, thanks. You know, she told him thank you.
He sure did.
Because they supposed to get married.
I mean, I'm not really going to feel no type of way toward him. That's going to be him because, you know, he messed up his life. My life's going to move on. That just allowed me to move on and learn the truth. That's all that is.
Yeah,
I mean,
but the dude didn't come out.
I'm not about to thank him and nothing like that.
Wow.
If dude didn't come out, then I would have been marrying a liar and a cheat.
So at the end of the day, I have the opportunity now to move on because the truth came out. Regardless of how it came out.
Go find
him. I'm going to tell you like this. Okay, I understand your point. But as a man to another man, I'm beating his ass.
Yeah, I'm fucking him up.
Hell yeah.
He needs his ass whooped. Nah, I mean,
yeah.
Bottom line is, old boy needs his ass whooped.
Hey.
I mean, okay, let's not even put it on the sports level. Let's not put it on sports figures. Let's just say that this is the average everyday motherfucker. Yo.
Before you say that, I got to say this. They had on ESPN SportsCenter, I can't remember the player name, but you know what I'm saying? He came up with the old motto. Snitches get stitches. He was like, I would whip dude ass right there in the locker room.
Yeah, in the locker room. They wouldn't pass the locker room.
But okay, all right, I understand that. But let's take it away from sports. Let's just say this is average everyday life. You know what I'm saying? You and your homeboy talking, and the motherfucker he records you. I mean, shit.
We got a problem.
Motherfuckers in the hood ain't fucking with him no more. Now, Janine just said, she ain't going to say whether she go. I mean, you know, she ain't going to thank the motherfucker. But then, man, you got a motherfucking, you got the scarlet letter put on your chest. I mean, as a woman, let me ask, okay, mother, where you at?
What's up?
I'm right here.
As a woman, how would you look at him?
He's
I mean,
a
he
snitch.
Just told. What?
He's
so
snitch.
I mean, you
and,
gonna you I mean you gonna go tell your girls like, oh, that punk motherfucker, he the one told.
Yeah, I would be like, you know, he was a bitch. He was a bitch, but. It wouldn't change my decision, but
mm-hmm.
I would put it out there that I don't have no respect for you. I wouldn't be thanking you. I don't have no respect for you because you a man and you doing petty childish shit. So
punk shit.
But
that's
everything
what he's doing. Everything
done in the dark come to the light. So I was gonna find out one way or the other. It was just sad that I had to find out from a snitch.
I mean, who put it out there for everybody to see? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been even different if he would have just sent it to me personally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. But to put it out there for the whole world to see, first of all, you know, that's, you know, you done put people in our personal business.
You done disrespected the... His
mm-hmm.
girlfriend, because you'd have hurt, embarrassed
yeah.
her.
Mhm. Yeah, but what makes
so
y'all think
I mean.
That he ain't trying to, you know, like, because he might even be jealous of the fact that the dude was with Iggy,
he's
just trying to tear it down. See, I would not listen to any of that.
I
have to learn on my own. I would have to learn on my own whether I married you and you was doing what you were doing or whatever. I would learn on my own. I wouldn't want somebody to tell me or it leak all over the world because he could be sabotaging you, hating on you for anything. I would have to learn on my own one way or another.
Let you tell me my man cheated on me and he did all of this and all of that. I'm not going to try to talk. I'm not going to get with you because you told me that.
But
that's not going to turn me on
to you. Some
people
don't think that way. I would have to learn on my own.
Well, whatever the case is, I just feel like it was just fucked up, and I think that motherfuckers would do shit like that. As far as his career being over, no, I don't think his career is over as a Laker. Yeah, but as a basketball player, no, I don't think his career is over. But that was some fuck shit. I mean, at the end of the day, he did some fuck shit. And, I mean, hell, he should get shunned by everybody. I mean, like I said, if we take this off a grander scale, because they're professional athletes, so they got to keep some type of mannerism about themselves. Now, if this motherfucker's in the hood, he be getting his ass beat. Everybody in the hood be ready
probably
to beat
his
ass.
That nigga got shot.
And I heard what goes on in the locker room is supposed to stay in there. You know, what goes on
exactly.
Between, you know, in the team.
Right, that's what they saying.
And stuff
that's,
like that.
That's what that
that's
means.
What I heard.
That's what they mean by the unwritten rule. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
yeah,
you're supposed to, whatever's supposed to happen, you're supposed to stay in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? That's just
mm-hmm.
like the same shit with Vegas. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in fucking Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody know that men gossip more than females do.
Yeah,
oh,
that's, sometimes they do. Sometimes
hey, you know what?
They do.
Look,
no,
no,
they didn't.
No,
I'm talking
didn't.
About that one there, the one that started that. That is what you got on the phone talking about Bianca Tate and did this. You ain't even got proof of it. All right, check this out, y'all. Before, I mean, we got my boy Tattoo Wheel, man. He's straight out the G2, so you know what I'm saying. We got his song, Get It Out the Mud. We're going to play that one, see what y'all think about that. Let's get it on. We'll be right back, y'all.
I had to get it out the mud, then I hit the streets. That's 24/7 every day of the week. If that man don't hustle, then that man don't eat. I'm whipping up the flavors so I keep it sweet.
I
had to get it out the mud, then I hit the streets. That's 24/7 every day of the week. If that man don't hustle, then that man don't eat. I'm whipping up the flavors so
I keep it sweet.
Put the powder in the jar, mix with baking soda.
Baking soda.
I'm about to give instructions for that A1 Yola. Gotta watch the clothes. I won't back my whole zip. Before the money come in, I'm thinking about the next flip. It just got the tips in the hood on and get the kids. Get so much money, the Lexus needed a car kid. Got them haters watching.
Haters
money off of profit. Keep the eye closed. I'm like in the pocket. Watch me do my jab. I'm about to rat the slab. Back down south in the quick. I'm with them A-Rabs. Car Rashid, that nigga need a fucking half. The bad that shit is, his nigga add up the math. I had to get it out the mud, then I hit the street. That's 24/7 every day of the week. If that man don't hustle, then that man don't eat.
That man don't eat.
I'm whipping up the flavors before I keep it sweet.
I
had to get it out the mud, then I hit the street. That's 24/7 every day of the week. If that man don't hustle, then that man don't eat. I'm whipping up the flavors, boy, I keep it sweet.
Now
in my younger days, I started cooking work. Never bring a nigga with you when you do your dirt. Switch over from a Beeper to an iPhone. Went from hammers and bowls to random big chrome. Bang, bang, ski, skied on the tummy. She say she love me cause I wrap them bricks just like a mummy. They want that slick talk, then watch the brick walk. I'm going hard with the white like a stick of chalk. Too much money in the game, can't leave it alone. I'm the mailman, aka Carl Malone. The whites are pure, they never knew that it was chrome. I'm so high, airspace, I'm in my own zone. Man, I'm getting this money, you can't get nothing from it. I play to win, I sell it to my next of kin. Ain't no fraudulating, this all from meditating. Had to get it out the mud, now it's money making. I had to get it out the mud, then I hit the street. That's 24/7 every day of the week. If that man don't hustle, then that man don't eat. I'm whipping up the flavors so I keep it sweet. I had to get it out the mud, then I hit the street. That's 24/7 every day of the week. If that man don't hustle, then that man don't eat.
That man don't eat.
I'm whipping up the flavors so I keep it sweet.
I keep it sweet.
Oh, welcome back, y'all.
That's
welcome
what my
back.
Grandmama used to say. Man don't work, he don't eat, honey. Bow.
Okay.
For sure.
Some people gotta, hey, that's normally how it goes. You don't work, you don't eat.
Hustle,
oh,
do
my
you
man,
make it, make
Leo,
it.
Y'all. What y'all think about that one?
It was nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
I like
nice.
That. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, buddy, you just won't be saying that because.
Oh, Lord, here we go. It's a catch.
I mean, of course, I'm digging the song. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. Get it out the mud all day long. I'm digging that. But I'm just.
Hey, we good.
I
yeah.
I just thought
basically.
I'd put that out there.
Yeah.
And as soon as I see that, guess what happened?
Hey man, you know what? For real. We got people that's listening. I mean, we're having some technical difficulties, so, I mean, I know a lot of people that's probably listening on Gangsterville probably wondering what the hell's going on. We got technical difficulties going, so we truly and deeply apologize for the inconvenience, but, I mean, things happen. So, you know, if you can, just bear with us while we try to get this going.
Must have been technical difficulties when I called in, right?
Shut
breathe.
The fuck up.
I know they got technical difficulties because they still muting me and shit, and I ain't did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You
damn
and your girl.
Damn Illuminati. Damn Illuminati, man.
No, that ain't the Illuminati. That's them damn badass kids in your background is hollering. That's why your ass kept getting muted.
Nigga, I was around no fucking kids. I was outside in the rain. I was in the rain. I died on the fucking phone and got muted. So what kids were?
He needs some tissue.
You sure gonna melt with your sweet ass.
Say what?
Nothing.
You heard it. She said you're going to melt with your sweet ass.
Chocolate milk in your mouth, not in your hands.
Oh, I know that's right.
Okay,
that's right,
boy.
You tell her.
We need y'all to SinCityRadioShow.com. You know what I'm saying? I put it out there constantly, and I'm going to keep putting it out there every chance I get. SinCityRadioShow.com. Make your page, create a page, post pics. You can do whatever you want to do, interact with other people, have fun. We can just go on there. We got a chat room. We got everything that's going on there. So y'all get a chance, check it out. I mean, you know, I know a lot of y'all go on there, but a lot of y'all just, yeah. We have a lot of lurkers. So quit lurking.
She said lurking.
And just go on there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Quit lurking. Have some fun on that. Good lurking.
I got a question, though. What's wrong with the wall, man? The wall. What's up with it? It's like the wall.
The news.
Well,
you know, like.
Well, what we're trying to make it better, so. You might see us add and take away at time, you know, like at certain times. We may add something to see how that goes. We may take away something to see how it goes. So we're just in the process of trying to make it better.
Where's the camera at? What's going on with that?
You ain't even on that enough to ask no questions.
Yeah. You don't even know.
and
if I'm not introduced, if I had to call in and nobody introduced me, why should I be on, right?
You know what? Please stop bringing that up.
There you go. Boom.
Bam.
Bumba clock roster.
Bam.
This.
No love.
It's going to be all right, though. So,
I think it's a white thing.
Well, we can say it was a black thing since you've been gone. You were gone for years, Candy.
Oh, yes, I was, boo, but you know what?
You wasn't in jail.
Ooh, how you know?
Hey, that's a low blow.
So you ain't got no excuses.
That was a low blow.
I wasn't, thank God, but I was taking care of some technical difficulties.
Yeah, that man.
Whew, no. Shit. So, you know, I mean, but I'm back, and I don't even get no love when I call in. That's like,
What's up with the movie?
Somebody
I'm blaming it on racism.
I'm not talking to you. The movie. What movie?
Sin City movie.
I thought y'all was
supposed to be making a movie, man.
It's coming, man. It's
coming. Don't worry about it. Everything's in the works.
We can make
man.
A movie, boo.
We got a meeting with Spike Lee tomorrow.
Straight up, for real? Wait, you ain't fucking bullshitting and pulling my leg, is you?
I think so.
I know what I
plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth.
Fifth. C-I-F. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth.
Calm down, boo. It's all good.
No, one day, that shit going to happen. I believe that in my heart. One day it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Nah, man.
And,
just,
of course,
I
got to get my twin to play
like
me.
That.
So,
you going to get who?
My twin.
Lord, there's another one of you?
Yeah, this is.
Lockout world.
My twin is Denzel. Y'all didn't know that? I get that shit on Facebook. Damn, you look just like Denzel. Oh, thank you, baby.
Maybe Bill Cosby.
Lucky ain't got no switchboard. Lucky ain't got no switchboard.
No, I'm just bullshit, timer.
Yeah, you lucky ain't got the switchboard up.
He gonna delete you and when he gonna delete you and
I know what you want me to tell him, man. I know what
probably.
You want to say.
Nigga, check that hoe.
Who
I don't know. Who ho?
I don't know how.
What you say?
Oh, you missed the perfect opportunity when on that one.
I know. Did you just hit me? That one alone.
You missed that one.
That was sweet. All right,
y'all. She left herself wide open for you.
Yeah,
yes,
she
did.
But I don't. But you know, we all having fun, so. I mean, look, but seriously, though, CNCTheRadioShow.com, y'all, we really need to get on that, man. We're trying to build it up, man. We're trying to make that the new Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get that motherfucker right. But we just need y'all support. Not
that's
to say
right.
y'all
everybody need to go on
support,
there.
But we just need a little bit more. I mean, you know.
I'm about to put the rest of my dream up there.
SinCityRadioShow.com. That's the place
I mean,
to be.
We got blogs. If you got an artistic side to you, you know, we got that for you too.
For sure, that's how we get down. SinCityRadioShow.com.
They might make
it
totally
uncensored.
Oh, okay, dog, let me ask you.
Everything.
Let me ask you, are we still streaming?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right, with that being said,
how did y'all feel about Kanye
in that song saying he made Taylor Swift famous.
He's an idiot. I'm sorry, like Obama said, he's a jackass.
Mm. I pretty much agree with you there.
His mama has a very big ego.
They say he's dealing with the Illuminati. His mama down.
He
with
is.
The
he said. He said he sold his soul for a lunchbox and a Happy Meal and a what?
I've never heard that.
At a concert
that.
And said he sold his soul, but
he did. Say
he
that.
Is very. He has a very big ego.
You know what? When he come crashing down, he going to fall hard as hell.
He already
fell a lot of people.
Well, they say he won.
That boy going to lose his mind.
He done lost it. He losing it already.
That boy
going
to lose it for real. Shit, that nigga lose his fame. You going to hear about him killing himself.
The motherfucker named his child North. I mean, that should tell you something right there.
Insane.
Northwest. What did he name his other kid?
Saint.
Southwest.
No, he named his other kid Saint.
Saint West, huh? Mm. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that dude ain't got it all.
And
I'm
the baby
sorry,
mama just let him go on ahead and ride around with them dumbass names, huh?
She loves it too. She loves it too. She's all about the fame and the riches and the glory.
True that. Yes, she is.
She didn't have to sell her soul. It was already gone.
It was already gone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It was already gone.
Yep.
I mean, think about it. What's her claim to fame? She did a sex tape with Ray J.
Shit, not only that shit, the fucking, that was the star, but shit, motherfucking, they had that guy, that goddamn show that's been on for years, shit. Her daddy was fucking with OJ, you know what I'm saying? Like, they tried to say that, like, they said Chloe ain't supposed to be OJ's daughter. Then they start fucking with Bruce Jenner, you know what I'm saying? He fucking the Weedy box
minute,
man.
Back up. Who's supposed to be OJ's daughter?
Chloe. The one that's
Chloe,
fucking Lamar.
Yeah.
They done
you
said she's supposed
that?
To be three people daddy.
No, I ain't never heard that.
Kid.
She ain't got no
it's
black in her.
That's she though.
Boy.
I'm telling you what they said, man. That the reason
she don't look
nothing
like the rest of her sisters. She had to get it all
looked,
in the hand.
They put a picture of OJ's daughter when she was young up against Chloe, and they looked just the fuck alike.
Mm-hmm.
They said that their mama was sleeping with OJ on the fucking side. That's why her and her husband got a divorce, because she was fucking OJ. Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
I never heard that.
They don't look alike.
Hey, woman. You all the way in the background, like you sitting somewhere in a rocking chair somewhere. Just how about all? Is that you talking to a dog barking? What's going on?
Whose dog is that?
It ain't mine.
Okay.
It ain't yours.
I'm
this
outside.
Time, Candy.
No, it ain't mine.
I'm outside in the rain, so I don't get muted no fucking more.
Hi, Marley.
Hey, Lord. I'm walking from corner
to corner.
I'm walking from corner to corner. So I just walked by a house and got a dog that started barking.
What's going on, Marley?
Hey, what's going on, people? How you doing?
There's a fucking
how
man
doing,
out
Marley?
What's going on?
All right. Hey, you know what? I do kind of believe she was already famous. She was already famous, but he did bump her up a little bit because people on the street liked her more because they didn't like him, you know? Because he made himself like an ass on the MTV Awards, talking about Beyonce, the greatest artist of all time, and all that bullshit.
I believe that was all set up, too.
You know, she was just looking like, what the hell is going on?
You know how marriage to that Humphrey dude was all a setup. That was all for ratings.
Yeah. Well, you saying Kanye interrupted her was for ratings? Yeah.
No.
See, on her,
I said
on her
that.
He said he wasn't trying to disrespect her, but he knew that Beyonce, that was all a setup.
Well, I don't think she was involved because did you see the expression on her face? She had no clue on what was going on.
No, she didn't.
Okay.
I don't know. That dude, he's out there. He's out there. And he didn't get like that until he started. So I ain't going to say that. So I ain't going to say that. I'm going to leave that one alone.
You heard what they said. They said that if the Kardashians can turn so many people into whatever, they didn't turn Bruce into a woman. They didn't like fuck over Ray J. His single career went shit in the first place. Chris Humphrey, I don't even know where the hell he at.
Played for the New Jersey Nets.
Then what the hell is his name? Her ex Reggie Milk. I mean Reggie Bush. He married somebody
Reggie
who looked
Bush.
Just like her.
Yeah, he did. She looked just like her ass too. Them motherfuckers look like twins.
Yeah, he kind of do.
Well, he didn't marry somebody else?
Oh, I just could imagine what they gonna do to Kanye. Like he broke. Well, that's what he said. He broke.
I don't know, but I would love to sleep with Kim Kardashian because she got that good shit. I mean,
How you figure that? Because she got all the silicone.
Look at Ray J. Ray J still stuck on her. He done made a song talking about I hit it first. Come on.
That shit with a 10-foot pole.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on.
That was just for fame, a part of fame. It wasn't even that serious.
Maybe.
Because from what I heard, the tape wasn't all that, no way.
Yeah, it was decent. I saw the tape. Now, I didn't see the Love and Hip Hop tape. I wanted to see the you know, everybody was talking about the shower curtains, the curtain rod or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that one.
I seen some fans about that. That was hilarious.
That tape went all that. Like, I didn't get turned on by it, so.
Man.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see it at all.
I seen Vine's story. It was hilarious.
Well, no. All right, y'all. It's time to roll up out of here.
Yes, it is.
So we gonna start with Marley Marl. Marley Marl, you got any last words, brother?
Hey man, good show. You know what I'm saying? Try to talk to y'all next week. You know what I'm saying? Sin City Radio and out.
All right, man. Just let you know, man, you know, we start at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern.
Man, I be asleep, man. I be get my wrestling part, get my ass in the work.
His mother called the show at 9:55 talking about, hey, what's up, y'all? Candy, you got any last words?
At least they say hi to him and introduced him.
Girl, would you say what the fuck you got to say?
But anyway.
God damn.
Okay. I had a fun show or a fun time. I'll talk to you guys next week. Kisses.
No chance.
Drag on.
What's good, G?
You got any last words, bro?
Yeah. It was very, very, I had fun. I ain't like keep getting muted and shit. Motherfuckers trying to get on the nigga because of kids and shit. But other than that, I enjoyed myself, had a good time. Everybody be safe, you know what I'm saying? Have a good weekend. Lord willing, I'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.
Your ass.
Yeah, all right. That motherfucker bite me in my ass. I'm going to come so that motherfucker bite you in yours. How about that?
Oh.
That didn't sound right.
How about that?
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Say it. No. Oh, shit. Say it again. Say something else. Oh. Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Say another motherfucking word, nigga.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
All right, nigga.
You better follow the Chief's rules now.
All right. Say another motherfucking word.
Is Drew still on here?
See.
Drew?
Muted.
Nah, Drew gone.
All right, Janine. You got any last words, sweetheart?
Oh, goodness. Good talking with y'all. I'll be on here next week.
That's what's up, buddy. You got any last words?
I enjoyed this evening, and I hope to talk to you all next week. I enjoyed the music we listened to tonight. Will, Tattoo Will in the house. I like that. And that, what is that, color paint, whatever. Yeah. I like that, too. All right, now.
All right, what you got for adult?
Just,
All right, man. Shout out to my man, Tattoo Will. Shout out to my boy, Yaya, featuring Charlie Boy. You know what I'm saying? Good music. Thanks for sending it in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to get whoever we can, man. If y'all got good music and y'all want to play it, by all means, please send it to us, man. And, like, on that note, SinCityRadioShow.com, you know what I'm saying? Get on now.
Y'all so damn rude. Fuck with us. Y'all forgot all about me.
Oh, I'm sorry, LaFonda. My bad. That's on me. That's on me, sweetheart. My bad. I am so sorry.
Don't feel bad, girl. I'm sorry.
Go ahead with your last words, LaFonda. We're going to give you the last words.
I had fun, y'all. I will be calling in next week. Don't forget, my photo shoot coming very soon because I done lost 35 pounds. Thicker than a snicker.
You go, girl.
You about nuttier than a damn snicker.
Congratulations.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. We out of here.
Hey, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Thank everybody for streaming us. Peace, love, and hair grease. Next week, same time, same channel. We out. Peace.